time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Good evening, basketball fans. Welcome to the
Gym Court. All right. Welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. Guys game coming up soon, but right now joining us, head coach Jan Folsom and the Lady Ravens coach. Great game for the ladies tonight, man. They were outstanding.
It was really, really good. You know, two good teams going at it there. You know, Colbert Stockton came in with an 11-game winning streak, and, you know, they moved up to fourth place in the conference, so that was a big game. And every time we get a little lead, they come back. You know, just kept we couldn't put them away until the final, you know, 5-6 minutes of the game.
I came in figuring 150 points tonight. I didn't get that tonight.
No.
So these are two high-scoring teams.
Definitely, but we're also two of the better defensive teams in the league, you know, and so I'm happy to see us hit 70, you know, and we did a good job, again, keeping them under 60, but we did a nice job making shots, and of course, Hattie Gross just had a night tonight. Huh?
There's where I was going to go next. Hattie was fantastic. She set a new personal best, and she was just outstanding. Can't say enough about her.
Not at all. I mean, she was knocking down every 3-point shot she had, and then she had some great tries and dishes and rebounding. She just all around great game.
Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here. We're going to talk a little bit more about this game. Joseph will be back here in the Nolan right after this, okay?
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back here to the Nolan. Guys game is going to be getting underway shortly, but back with us, Jan Folsom, head coach of Lady Ravens. Coach, beyond the game tonight, which was a huge win for your team to keep yourself, you know, in that first place spot, one of the hallmarks of the team since you've been here coaching has been community involvement in area and keeping people from around the area involved in Benedictine basketball. And it's always good to see all these high schools that you bring into these games. And we had a handful of them here tonight. And they had a great time, and it's good on so many levels.
Totally. You know, yeah, we had Troy High School here, their girls team. We had ACCHS here, as well as Centralia. So all three of them got their teams in here, which was awesome to have them come out. And they got to see a great game, and they got to see, you know, what college basketball looks like here right up close. And it was a good game for them tonight.
And it's not just the basketball experience was a huge part of it, but it's more than that. I mean, you get students, potential students on campus. I mean, maybe some of these aren't going to play ball, but maybe they come to Benedictine and they say, wow, you know, this place has got kind of something going on. I feel like this is a place for me, and you may be developing a future student.
Totally. You know, totally. Exactly. I mean, like I say, you get people, when they come on campus and they see the beautiful, you know, campus that we have and the community that we have and the great students that we have, I mean, the place kind of sells itself, you know, from a recruiting standpoint. You know, Benedictine has a ton to offer. So, yeah, hopefully some of these young ladies, some of them hopefully will play for us in the future, and maybe if some of them others want to come to Benedictine, it's a great school.
I am just amazed. I look at the schedule today, and I know it, but I look at it and I say one more home game in the regular season.
Yeah,
it's just hard to believe. And, you know, we're down to the last, what, five now
games
total?
Yeah, 5 games, and four of them on the road, you know. But I told my team, I said tonight even, I said, you know, we're going on the road a lot, but we're already like 8-1 on the road so far this year. So our team, even though we're young, we've done a good job at preparing ourselves to get on a bus and travel however far and get off and be ready to play. So we got to do that quite a bit here over the next 2-3 weeks.
Good news is Saturday, our next game, not too far, a couple of hours away, and going up to Lamoni.
Yeah, that's nice. Of the four road games, you know, we got Baker, Mid-American Nazarene, and like you said, Graceland coming up. Then we got Mount Mercy, the one long trip. But, yeah, Graceland on Saturday, a team we haven't seen yet, which is kind of weird. Here we are, second week of February, and we've never seen them yet, you know. So that's the only time we get to play them this year with this pod system. So we got to watch some film and get ready to go here this week for what we'll see from Graceland.
I haven't gotten used to this yet, just not playing everybody twice thing. It's kind of a one-year experiment, right? Next year, are we going to go back to the old way?
Well, they're talking like we're going to add another team to the league.
Right.
That's what the talk is.
I hear that rumble.
And it's pretty – maybe soon we'll find out, but – that would put us at 16 teams, and then I think we'd go back to a North and South division with 8 teams in each and probably play our division twice and the North once, you know. So you get 22 games in, you play 7 of them twice. Right now we're only playing 6 of them twice, you know, out of 14. So, you know, there's never going to be a perfect way to do it, but I think that's where we're headed.
Well, I'm old. The perfect rank is you have about 14, 15 schools, and you play 14 teams twice. That's 28.
Yeah. So the best time was back, way back, when we had 11 schools.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You played everybody twice, and it's 20 games.
And you could play a couple of tournaments or a couple of holiday things or, you know, do a little something with that.
That's totally.
Last question, hardest question, and there's probably not even an answer. How does young team turn out to be playing this well this season? Because coming into the year, I know they were young, and nobody knew what to expect. Maybe, I don't even know if you knew what to expect.
Right, I don't even know if they knew what to expect. You know, that's been just a great testament to who they are. You know, I think they really love each other, care about each other. It shows on and off the court. They all want to learn, and I think it's been a great year of teaching. You know, they're just picking up stuff and getting better and better every week. You know, our whole plan is to improve week to week, just keep getting better and getting, you know, like I said, they love playing with each other. We lead the league in assists. We share the ball. We play selflessly. You know, and we also defense. You know, that's also a big key to being successful. And this team buys into playing good pressure defense for 40 minutes.
And, again, as a coach, some of those things you can coach, the defense. Some of the things, you know, that chemistry, you hope you bring in the right people. You hope you bring in the right kind of person. But sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. You don't always know until they get here.
True. But in the recruiting process, we really work hard to find the right people. You know, that's our goal, Coach Connolly and I. You know, we're looking for great basketball players, and we want great people.
Well, and you've been doing it, man.
And we've been doing it a while, right. And it's not just the player, but the family, too. You know, you can tell they got a great family, and they're all bought into coming to Benedictine. And it's nice because then they all are in the stands together, all the families from everybody, and they all get along. And it's just a great big family we've got going on, and just want to keep it rolling.
Coach, congratulations. Great win for you guys here today, and we'll see you up in the Lamoni Saturday afternoon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Hey, it's a minute and a half in, and nobody scored yet,
see?
So we haven't missed the play yet.
All right.
I'll let you talk the game. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Jeff Bolson, head coach of the Benedictine guys. And as he mentioned, this game underway. We've had a handful of possessions. No points in the game yet. We are scoreless. State coach Benedictine out on the court, and they have control of the basketball. Ravens with their original starting five, Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderbooty, Denwin Sullivan, Aiden Sullivan, and Bryson LaRue. We're going to get a travel against Benedictine, and the Ravens are going to turn it back over. And again, we are 18-10 to go in the first half. No points yet in the game. For Culver Stockton, the starters are going to be, hold on, I got to get the right page pulled up here. We've got Damar Jenkins and Damont Hanton, Cameron Wires, Amir Player, and Alex Jackson. And again, a missed shot. Ravens coming up over to basketball. Sullivan, the big man for three. Now, rebound pulled back down by Culver Stockton. This Culver team, extremely athletic. Visited with head coach Ryan Moody of the Ravens prior to the ball game, and BC having good success on the road against the team in their first meeting of the year. But they are just athletic and long and fast. And here's a shot missing, an offensive rebound, the feed to the corner where the baseline three is in, and the first points of the ball game. Well, they belong to Culver Stockton and Damar Jenkins. Jenkins averages 13 points a game. He is the team's second leading scorer, and it is 3-0. Wildcats. Ravens, the little crossover layup underneath is going to not go down for Danglin Sullivan. And Culver Stockton bringing it back the other way. 3 minutes into the ball game. 3-0. CFC over to the right side. Another three launched and another three hit. And that is again a bucket by Damar Jenkins. 6-0. Wildcats with the early lead. You got to be sitting there saying to yourself, wow, you say we played these guys. I don't even remember. When did we play them? Well, I'll tell you how long it was. You were still thawing out that Thanksgiving turkey when these two teams got together up in Canton on the 22nd of November. Benedictine with a little runner. It's going to be up and good in the ring, but they're going to be on the board, trailing it now 6-2. Bryson LaRue picks up his first points of the game. Skip pass into the lane. The ball's going to be dislodged by Aiden. It'll be picked up by Bryson. The Ravens are going to take it the other way very quickly. Back down our defense comes Culver Stockton, and the shot goes up by Bryson. It is rejected out of play. Benedictine will have it in at the baseline. Yeah, these teams played before Thanksgiving, and the Ravens winning it up in Canton, 82-72. A game that was kind of a shootout. Here's Jack for a long two, I guess. Yes. They're going to get Vanderwoody, the long two-point shot. And it is 6-4, Culver Stockton. Wildcats back down the floor with it. Outside the left, ended the free throw line. Hook shot to the lane. It's way short. And it's going to be partially deflected out of bounds. Aiden says, I didn't get a bit of the ball. If it's just as you had to for that trajectory, it's going to come back in again to the Wildcats. 15 on the shot clock. Comes in out on top to Jackson. Scoop pass from Jenkins. Jackson has it right. Tries to dribble in. Big guy having trouble handling the ball. Long cross court pass over to the left side to Hanton. Shot clock at one. The buzzer beater off the rim. No good. Deglin with the rebound. The Ravens are going to run it the other way. Deglin. It's 2-on-1. Coast to coast. Drive shoots. Missed it. And then comes up with his own rebound somehow. Lobs it over to Vanderwoody. Jack. Baseline. Three. No. Rebound to Culver. Jackson coming up with a basketball for CSC. That is Alex Jackson, the fourth, the 6'6 junior from Belleville, Illinois. Ravens getting set to make their first substitution of the game, going for his third three, but it's going to be a little bit short that time for Damar Jenkins. And Ravens up the floor with it. Benedictine treading a by two, 14:44 to go in the opening half. 3-point shot, Vanderwoody, no. And we're due a timeout here, Joseph, for the next dead ball. Culver Stockton into the forecourt, up by two. Low scoring early on. Here's another three. Launch, in and out, no. Rebound, Preston Reynolds. That's the first time we've seen Preston maybe touch the ball. Deglin with it, top of the key, launches three, and gets it to roll in. Deglin Sullivan with Benedictine in front by one. at 14-14 to go here in the first half. Culver down the floor. Brings it up to the high post. Jackson. Aiden is all over him. Jackson kicks it over to Wires. He'll cross over. The shot's going to be blocked. Saved by Culver. Shot clock at 8. Wildcats will start into the lane. Push off. Travel in. And the shot goes up. We're going to have a foul. And we're going to get a timeout before the ball comes back in play. Taking a break. We're at 13:47 to go in the opening half of the men's game here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball. Benedictine 7. Culver Stockton 6.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
.47 to go in the evening half of the guys' game here in the Noma Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, as part of America Athletic Conference college ball game. Culver Stockton on the road tonight. Man, it's a long road trip across there. It's not a terrible trip. It's an enjoyable trip. It goes briskly enough, but you are all the way across the state. You take 36 Highway all the way to the Mississippi River and turn north for another half hour, 45 minutes. That's how far away they'll be traveling tonight. They'll get home about, 2:30, maybe, something like that. Coming out of the timeout, Culver Stockton will be at the free throw line. Couple of shots, the first one. It is up, it is good, and Jamar Jenkins continues to provide all the offense for Culver Stockton. He has all 7 of their points as we are tied at 7. Culver's going to run Cameron Wires down to the right side of the lane. Left side is going to be Makeith Deng, who's in the game for the first time. Second free throw also good, and CSC goes back up by 1. It is 8-7. Makeith Deng, a 6'8" junior from Champlin, Minnesota. Benedictine, during the timeout, makes a couple of substitutions, so we'll just reset the Raven 5. You're going to have Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling, Deglin Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Vince Duca. Here comes Deglin. He'll get into the forecourt, and the Ravens are going to run the offense. BC trailing by 1, 13 and a half to go. The feed across to the right side to Vince, back out on top of the goal, and just dribbling out of the basketball, Reynolds will turn it over. Culver back down court with it. On the left side is going to be Jenkins. He has had the hot hand. He'll get this pass, put the shot up, hit the bucket, and he continues to have every point for Culver Stockton. It is 10-7. Wildcats up 3. Ravens up top side. Here's Deglin. Kicks it over to the right. Kissling with the ball. Goes back door. Preston shot. Too softly put up, but some contact will result in a Culver Stockton foul. The whistle is going to be on Makeith Deng. And coming to the line for Benedictine, it's going to be the 6'4" grad student out of Leawood, Kansas. That's Preston Reynolds. He's a 57% free throw shooter, and that one is about a foot and a half short. One more shot coming up for Preston. He averages 7.9 points a game. Second free throw rolls, and it goes in. So Preston collects his first point of the game. And Benedictine is back to within 2. It is 10-8 Wildcats. Drew Purdy comes to the scorer's table to check in. And here's a drive to the right side. The change of hands and a shot by Wires is good. Cameron gets his first point, and the first time a guy not named Jamar Jenkins has scored for Culver Stockton. 12-8 Wildcats. Ravens to the right side. All alone, LaRue's 3 misses. And Wires is coming out with a rebound. Culver Stockton back up court with it. 12-15 and counting to go in the opening half. CSC going from right to left across your dial here in the first half. The drive over to the right side goes all the way to the baseline. The lob comes out on top, and we're going to get a whistle. We're going to get a travel. And the thing is, Makeith Deng, at 6'8", was handling the ball, trying to dribble in. And that's a tough little bit of geometry when you're just such a tall, long guy, getting that ball and to handle it in the traffic. And he was not able to do that. And now the pass from Kissling is going to be kicked by Deng. Ravens are going to let Drew Purdy inbound it. So BC with a couple of big guys out there, both Drew Purdy and Vince Duca on the floor simultaneously with Kissling, Vanderwoody, and LaRue. Bryson turns, falls away, shot blocked, rebound tipped out on top, and Vanderwood is going to be able to rescue it. 11:45 to go in the first half. Shot clock's at 4. The Harrison Kissling, 2-point shot is up and in. So Harrison, his first points of the game, and we're tied at 10 apiece. 11.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Cobra will swing it over to the right side. Driving towards the middle is going to be Jackson. No room for him. Gets it over to Deng. He likes to drive the ball. Now we'll feed back the runner, and a beautiful teardrop over the front lip of the rim is going to be put in by Travis Green the third. So Green gets his first point of the game, and it's 12-10 Culver. So for Benedictson, the good news is they've been kind of going back and forth. The bad news is they have never led in this game. And here's a two-handed dunk by Drew Purdy. It is 14-12 Culver. 10:40 to go in the first half. Game moving along at a pretty brisk pace. Benedictson under head coach Ryan Mooney, his associate head coach John Pierce. Adam Reichel, their assistant coach. Shot is up, missing. Rebounding it down is going to be Drew. Benedictson runs it. Cobra Stockton, coached by Dorian Hobbs Jr. He's been at Cobra for a couple of years now. BC out on top to Purdy. Here's Harrison. Here's Vince. It's 3. In and out. Everyone on the floor for Benedictson is a very capable 3-point shooter, and that includes the two bigs. Vince Duca and Drew Purdy. Inside 10 minutes left in the half. Culver, hook pass to the right side. The three for Deng, misses. Rebound, Harrison. And Kissling into the fourth court. Ravens with the ball, down 2. Out on top. And having not yet come out of the ball game is Bryson LaRue. Neither has Jack, I don't believe, been out. He's got it on the left side. Again to Bryson. Plays off the screen. Gets it in front of the Culver bench. Goes into the lane. And a runner is going to be up and in for Bryson. LaRue with 4. And we're tied at 14. 9:20 to play in the first half. Culver with it up top side. BC 6 with that little player defense. Another 3. Launch too strong. Rebound Drew Purdy. Gets it to Harrison. 9 minutes to go in the first half. Kissling. Very near the center circle. Gets it to Drew. Back out of top, Bense. To Harrison. All three of them basically at the circle. Right at the top of the key. They've got one guy on each wing. And now here comes one of them, Vanderbilt, who will turn and shoot the two that misses. And rebounding it down is going to be Culver Stockton. DeMont Hansen comes down with a rebound out of Philadelphia. He's a 6'5" guard. And still tied at 14. Here's Culver Stockton on offense. Green with it from 15. Shoots and scores. The bucket is good. His fourth point, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Timeout of the court. 8:18 to go in the opening half of the men's game. It's Culver Stockton 16, Benedictine 14.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12.
stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stuff going on here on Care Radio. We are in February. It is moving month, and there's a lot of sports action. These games tonight, tomorrow. Gus Dye is going to be with you right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report for Sports Look. Around 5:20 or so. We'll get you up to speed on high school and college and more. And along with that, it'll be a coach's insight interviews with the BTAD. So, lots of stuff coming up tomorrow night, Friday night. We're going to have high school hoops again here on Care, and then Saturday, Benedictine basketball from Lamoni. So other than every night, there's nothing going on at all. Braves are going to be putting the ball in play, get the full court pressure. Still in the backcourt, over to Harrison, still in the backcourt, gets it across the timeline. Out on top to Drew, and pretty well bounce it up to Kissling. 15 on the shot clock, Kissling goes to the right side. Can't get a shot away. Has to bring it back out on top. LP's in the game. Here's Harrison. Goes three. Out the rim. Once, twice, three times. And good, Harrison. Kissling. It'll be his fifth point of the game. And for the first time tonight, Benedictine is in front. With 7:43 to go in the first half, they lead it 17-16. Here's a little bunny hop to the right side. And back out on top, CSC. Raven player defense has been a handful for Culver Stockton. Wildcats have gone to the bench here, but Ramsey Salam into the game. He's a 6'4" sophomore out of St. Louis, Missouri. And a little jump shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. Wildcats back in front by one. 18-17, Culver Stockton. 7:11 to go in the first half. Vander Moody underneath Aiden, up and in. Sullivan back into the ball game and wastes no time getting on the board. It's 19-18 at Benedictine. And again, the Ravens with a single-point lead. 6:50 to go in the first half. Culver from the top. Here travel, now a stumble, and no foul calls, no contact apparently. And Kinston will bring it into the forecourt. Ravens will run. Kissling starts down the left side of the lane, gets it back out behind him to Parker. Larry eases his way over to the right side, looks it off on top. Vander Rudy back over to Harrison. Shot clock at a dozen, into the corner. Drew for three. Boom! Drew Purdy from outside. I mentioned a moment ago, all of those guys, including the bigs for Benedictine, can shoot the three, and Drew knocks that one down for his fifth point of the ballgame. It's 22-18. Raymond's up four. Now their largest advantage tonight. The runner into the lane, and the underhand layup from the left side is up and good. DeMont Hanton's first points of the game, 22-20 Ravens. 6 minutes left, opening half. This game moving along at rocket pace. Back over to the left side, twisting, turning, spinning, looking it off on top. Seesaw dribble, Sullivan. Back out on top of the jack. Vander Woody loses his defender. Pulls up. Knocks it down for 14. Vander Woody with four. We're going to get time out of the court. Let's take it with Coach Moody. At 5.5 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine 24. Culver Stockton 20.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
We've got Joseph in the studio. Tom counts it here, court sign. 5.5 to go in the first half. And Culver Stockton comes up court with the basketball, trailing the Ravens by four. 24-20. CSC over to the left side into the ballgame. Travis Green the third. Again, 6'1", senior from St. Louis. Ravens coming up with a steal. Declan back in the game. Ravens go right side. Drew goes three, doesn't get it. And Culver will pull down the rebound. Ramzi Salaman with the board. And Culver back up front with it. Culver Stockton, they recruit a little bit from the St. Louis area. Probably should. I mean, they can't be that far from St. Louis. A couple of hours, maybe straight north, right on the river. Now BC coming up with a steal. The outlet, Sullivan goes up, can't get it. Rebound tipped back. Drew follows it home, draws a foul, and will come to the line. We're going to get the media break right here before the free throw is shot. Timeout. 4:47 to go in the first half. Benedict with his largest lead of the game. Ravens 26, Wildcats 20.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Know what to attribute it to. Is it really, really good play? Fans, the athletes out of the floor? Is it a particular officiating crew who just likes to let them run? So whatever it is, we are over 15 minutes into this game, and we have had a combined total three fouls. Two by Culver Stockton, and one foul so far by Benedictine. Ravens shoot the ball pretty well, 46% from the floor. Culver hitting 38 on 8 of 21. The Ravens are 11 of 24. From the outside, hitting 25 and 30% apiece, and not much happening at the free throw line. But let's see if Drew can complete and does the three-point play. So Drew Purdy knocked it down. It is 27-20. Benedictine, its largest lead of the game. And now the Ravens are going to put a little pressure on the upcourt play. Skip pass will come into the forecourt. Wires will swing it over to the right side. Kicks it there to Green. Bounce pass out on top. Jackson has it. Plays it back over to the right side to Jenkins. He was the guy who was red hot right at the start of the game, hitting, a couple of threes in the first couple of possessions, and then no more. Now back up with it will come BC off the miss. Culver Stockton long range shot. Ravens back on offense. Bryson LaRue comes to the scorer's table. He's set to re-enter the game. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens, 14 on the shot clock. Here's Deglin out on top. Spinning, turning, the shot. Parker for two. First points of the game for Larry. Now a 9-point Benedictine lead. 3:50 to go, first half. Big, big possession for the Wildcats. They don't want to allow Benedictine to have an opportunity at that double-digit lead. They'll swing it over to the left side to Green. He holds it way out on the elbow. Comes back off on top, Jackson. Jackson dishes into the middle of player. He will run and shoot and miss. Rebound, Ravens. Coming up with the basketball is Preston. Reynolds back in the game. Driving. Coast to coast. The finger roll. A beautiful driving shot. It's up and good by Declan Sullivan, and the Ravens now lead by 11. It is 31-20. And Culver hasn't scored in a while. The Ravens on a 9-0 run. Culver hasn't scored in 3 minutes. And Benedictine has taken advantage. Here's a Wildcats down the right side, off the block. The left-handed shot missing. Rebound, Preston. Reynolds coming up with a basketball, and for some reason, he's going to bring it up the floor himself. I don't quite understand that, but now he'll get it back to Deglin. Sullivan will stop, pop, no. Rebound, Aiden, back to Deglin. It's on the floor. It's out of bounds. It's going to be Culver basketball. Now we will see Bryson LaRue back at the game for Larry. And the Ravens have rotated the starting five back into the game. Reynolds, Vanderudy, Sullivan, Sullivan, and LaRue. 2.5 to play in the first half. Wildcats with a basketball, but Benedictine leads by 11 in the lane. Beautiful move. The left-handed layup is going to be off the window and good. And DeMar Jenkins, the only Culver Stockton player to really be doing any damage right now. Let's see, got a dozen points I have. And we've got 2:15 to play in the first half. Ravens up 9. The feed underneath on the floor one time is Aiden. Back out to Deglin. Kicks it to Bryson. 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Preston. Stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor. Culver covers up the basketball. And we have a timeout. Yeah, that was a good timeout taken by Culver Stockton. And a smart play by head coach Hobbs. We're taking a break. 1:56 to go. We're headed to halftime. It's Benedictine 31, Culver Stockton 22.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Back up over the basketball. Coming out of the timeout, here comes Culver Stockton. The Wildcats out of Canton, Missouri. And with 1:43 to go in the opening half, they find themselves trailing the Ravens by 9. Here's a drive to the left side, falling away. The shot up and good from about 8 on the left side. Nicely done by Cameron Wires. 31-24. To the left side is Deglin, out on top to Preston. Raven feed in again. Preston goes up. Two defenders sandwich him. And let's see against whom the foul is going to be called. It'll be on Alex Jackson. So Alex picking up the personal foul. It'll be his first. Team foul 3. And Preston's free throw is, well, not good. The Ravens, one foul in almost 19 minutes of basketball. Phenomenal. Reynolds' second free throw. You know it's not good either. And rebound pulled down by the Wildcats. 75 seconds to go, opening half. Here in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Thinking about the 17-footer, now passing it up, feeding into the lane. The ball's going to be knocked free, and as he reached in, apparently, the foul on Benedictine's Bryson LaRue. It will be his first, and the team's second now. One on Vanderbilt, and now one on LaRue. 1 minute to go, first half. Wildcats, running shot, up no good. Sullivan with the rebound. Benedictine up court with the basketball. Deglin crosses at the middle. Works his way over to the left side. Plays off the screen from Bryson. Takes it to the baseline. Little hook pass in the middle. And it's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Underneath the bucket and really not liking the call, Alex Jackson says, no, that was off Reynolds. Not me. Here's Bryson taking the inbound pass, missing the shot. Rebound, CSC. Wildcats with the basketball. Is the shot clock and game clock separated by 2 seconds. 31-24 Raven. Now Culver widening it out. On the near side, Coach Hobbs wants a switch from the baseline to the elbow, and they're going to go four corners and run this thing down. Big man has it on top. That's going to be Jackson. Left side is stolen. Here comes Preston. He will drive, lean, shoot, No. Follow Deglin. Yeah. And that's the buzzer into the opening half. Benedictson with a nice defensive play and a good finish. Great take it to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Benedictson, 33. Culver Stockton, 24.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Taking a look at the first half scoring, because the Ravens at the break are up by 9. Culver Stockton, led by DeMar Jenkins. DeMar averages 13.7 a game. Well, he's got 12 already at halftime, having a great start to the contest. So 12 for DeMar Jenkins, the 6'3 junior from Maywood, Illinois. Following him, it drops really dramatically. In fact, second leading scorer is Travis Green, the redshirt freshman out of St. Louis. 6 points. He is the team's leading scorer coming into the game today. The rest of the points belong to Cameron Wires with 4 and DeMont Hanton with 2. For Benedictine, all the starters and 3 guys off the bench in the scoring column. So pretty impressive, very balanced scoring for the Ravens as they go into the locker room as Benedictine is paced by Declan Sullivan with 7. Or excuse me, they're paced by Drew Purdy with 8. Drew coming in off the bench to score 8. Then Deglin, 7. 5 in the first half for the Ravens. Harrison Kissling. You got Jack Vanderwood and Bryson LaRue, each with 2. And then, or each with 4. And then with 2 apiece are Benedictine's Larry Parker, the 3rd, and Aiden Sullivan. We kept talking about it during the first half. Fouls have been absolutely no issue. Culver, 3 first-half fouls. Benedictine has committed only 2 first-half fouls. No player on either team has more than 1. Stick around. Second half, going to be a great one, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you here on CARE Radio. But right now, we're going to take a break. Halftime score in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine, 33. Culver Stockton, 24. And back we go to Joseph at the CARE Sports Studio. He's going to take care of you. It's the Raven Halftime.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got, of course, Sports Look coming to you tomorrow night. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday evenings, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene, normally right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Following Sports Look, we'll have the High School Coaches Insight Show, where we will talk to the coaches of Marhill Mount Academy, Atchison High, ACCHS, and JCN. That is done by Brendan Tadman. You should tune that in. It's an excellent show. Coming up Friday, we've got high school basketball with Atchison at KC Sumner. Tune in right around 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 or so. Then Saturday, we've got Benedictine women's and men's basketball as they'll be taking on Graceland. Join the Ravens on the road at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the women's scores as I have them.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and women's basketball that have already come to conclusion, we have Peru State over Baker, 88 to Baker's 73. It was Missouri Valley beating Central Methodist earlier today, 56 to 41. Missouri Baptist had a good day over William Woods in the women's game. It was Missouri Baptist 68 to William Woods 50. Clark topped Mount Mercy 69 to 63. Grandview beat William Penn 66 to 51. Mid-American Nazarene Ladies had a 77 to 45 victory over Park. And in the game that you heard right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was the Lady Ravens 71 to Culver Stockton 57.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Taking a look at men's basketball in action right now across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have Mount Mercy leading Clark 45. I'm sorry, Clark leading Mount Mercy 53 to 45. It's Central Methodist over Missouri Valley 33 to 19 at the half, with Grandview trailing William Penn by 3 at the half. William Penn is sitting at 39, Grandview 36. In the Baker Peru State game, Peru State's ahead 24 to 15. Park is leading Mid-American Nazarene in the men's game. Park is sitting at 37 to Mid-America's Nazarene's 27. And at the half, it's William Woods 29 to Missouri Baptist 26. In this game, we've got the Ravens at 33, Culver Stockton 24.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 22 tonight under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 55. Lows around 31 tomorrow night, clear skies. Sunny skies and dry Friday. Clouds on the increase by Saturday. Low 50s Friday, upper 40s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 34 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the west-southwest at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity, 85%. Feels like 31 out there with a dew point of 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.43 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts in just a couple of moments.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan Gym. We're here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. Looking across other games and conferences, the Ravens lead here at home at halftime 33-24. Other games around the conference are getting ready to go to the second half also. At home in Dubuque, Clark leads Mount Mercy 53-45. Central Methodist on the road with a startling 35-21 lead over Missouri Valley. William Penn in Grandview, they're going toe-to-toe at halftime. Penn leads 39-38. It is Baker trailing Peru State in the early going. And near halftime, Park leads Mid-America by 10, 37-27. William Woods and Missouri Baptist, a three-point game at halftime. So you got all of that stuff going on. Talking about this Raven game here, looking at some of the numbers from the first half, and again, we talked about how Benedictine just played really well. 47% from the floor in the first half on 14 of 30 shooting the ball. They were 3 of 10 from outside and 2 of 5 at the free throw line. Half a dozen turnovers for Benedictine, but they out-rebound Culver 20-14. For Culver Stockton, the numbers were a little less good. 10 of 27 from the floor, 37%, 22% on 2 of 9 three-point shooting, but perfect at the free throw line. They went 2-for-2. Teams are off the floor, huddle up around the respective coaches, and we're about ready to go with the second half. And again, tomorrow night, Sportsbook here on Care Radio. Then after Brian Hagan's evening report at about 5:20, Gus and I'll get you up to speed on high school, college, and more. Followed then by Brandon Tappan and Coaches Insight Programs. Friday night, we have high school hoops, and Saturday, back with the Ravens up in Mamoni, Benedictine, and at Graceland on Saturday. We're about set to go here. Nice little crowd on hand on staff and faculty appreciation night here in the Nolan Gym. All right, Culver Stockton in the traveling black uniforms with blue and white lettering and trim. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. It looks like a quick scan with Dillis that each team is going to have their original five out there. For Culver, it'll be Damar Jenkins and Devon Hampton. Cameron Wires, Amir Player, and Alex Jackson. For Benedictine, Preston Reynolds and Jack Vandermoody, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Aiden Sullivan. We're underway, and a quick shot up and in. And CSC wastes no time at all. Getting on the board about 10 seconds into the second half. 33-26, Ravens up 7. BC with the ball up topside. Sullivan to Sullivan to LaRue. He'll go underneath. Kick it back out on top to Jack. And here's Declan. His three is off. And the rebound. And a tip and a foul. In came the party a little bit late that time. And the Ravens, who committed only two fouls in the entire first half, 35 seconds into the second half, will pick up their first one. It is 33-26 BC. And Culver Stockton back up over to basketball. Ravens have led by as many as 11. Here's Hanson with the basketball. He will go up and good, and he will hit back-to-back shots for CSC to begin the second half. And it's 33-28. And a Raven lead whittled to 5. Preston Reynolds charges. Yeah. That was a great defensive play by Culver to get in front. And Preston just kind of blasts into the middle. And the Ravens in the first minute 6 have as many fouls as they had in the entire first half. No, Kenneth. Trying to get some of the moisture off the floor beneath the north goal, the goal to which Benedictine is shooting. And Culver Stockton back up court with it. Here come the Wildcats. The ball being brought up by the 5'10 freshman out of Quincy, Illinois. That's Cameron Wires. Geographically, Quincy, maybe 20 miles from Canton. So not very far. Kind of the St. Joe to Atchison, sort of a distance up the river. Both of them right on the river. Mississippi, not Missouri. Here comes BC back up court off the miss. 33-28 Ravens, 18 and a half to go in the game. Out on top of Jack, over to the left side. No one is going to defend Preston, and his three-point shot is going to be long. Rebounding it down to Culver Stockton. Amir Player comes down the court. Preston steps up in front of him, the player defense for the Ravens. And we're 18 minutes to go in the game. The drive down the left side of the lane, the running shot off the window and missing. Rebound, Ravens, outlet down the court. Here comes Bryson. He's going to have the ball stripped out of his hands. He thought he was fouled, but that was great speed down the floor by Cameron Wires. Not only did he get down there, but he got in front of Bryson and got a hand of the ball to deflect it out of bounds. And the Ravens are going to be putting it in play at the baseline. Way out on top to Aiden Sullivan. Preston has it. He'll go back over to the right side. Bryson steps inside, goes for the long two that does not go in. And Benedictine having a little trouble getting any points on the board. We're 2.5 minutes into the second half, and they have yet to score. Coming down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. And here comes Benedictine. And I think Preston may have twisted an ankle a little bit on that steal. Here's a 13-footer. Won't go. Raymond just can't find the range right now. 17-17 to play in the game. back down court with it. Wires. Skips it over to the right side. That's going to be Hampton with the ball. And as the pass goes to the baseline, we get a whistle. We're going to have another foul, and it's going to be on Vanderrudy. So three fouls now for Benedictine. Two fouls by Jack. Culver Stockton with none. And here's the baseline three, up and short. Declan with a rebound. Ravens are going to bring it up. BC short on numbers, but Declan will go coast to coast. Kiss it high off the square and put it in. Declan Sullivan with nine. 35-28. Ravens, 16 and a half to go in the guys' game. Working toward the baseline, falling away from about 14. It's up and missing. Vanderwoody really got upstairs to sweep that rebound down to Preston to Deglin. Sullivan, I think, thinking about the three. Instead goes to Aiden. He puts it up, and there's the goal kid. So give Aiden the bucket, his fourth point of the evening. And I don't know what we're holding up play. Did he get shaken up a little bit? And Cobra Stocks are going to make a substitution. And here we come up the floor. Wildcat basketball. Ravens back up by nine at 16 minutes to go. Long way left in this one. Wildcats left side. The feet across the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away by Bryson. Here comes LaRue. Skips it over. Vanderbilt, he loses it. Goes back to Bryson. And the Ravens may be going just a little bit too fast. Coach Moody on his feet telling his team, slow down, guys. Let's kind of circle the wagons a little bit and refocus and get back under control physically. Now Bryson goes into the lane, changes hands, puts it up over the front left of the rim, and good. Bryson LaRue with a half a dozen. 39-28. Ravens go up 11. This equals their largest lead of the game. Wires nearly loses the basketball, but is able to retrieve it on the bounce. The feed across to the right side, and the easy layup. But a big guy, Alex Jackson. And that, remarkably, is the first point of the game, but a 6'6" junior out of Belleville, Illinois. Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Preston Reynolds will come out. Aiden Sullivan comes out. They will be subbed in with Vince Duca and Drew Purdy. 15 minutes to play in the game. Here's Deglin with the ball. Sullivan backs away, keeps the dribble alive, slides over to the left, plays off the screen, has the defender reach in, knocks it away for a minute, gets it away to Vanderrudy. Jack goes to the right side, Bryson puts it up and in, Bryson LaRue. His eighth point of the ball game, in the Ravens stretch their lead, 41-28. Now, their largest advantage of the game, up 13. The ball's going to be mishandled. Culver Stockton turns it over. Ravens go to the right side. The driving shot missed, but the tip knock up and in by Aiden. Or by Deglin, excuse me, Deglin Sullivan. 14-14 to play. Ravens now up 43-30. They've stopped play for a minute. Coach Moody looking at a light switch over there that may have accidentally been bumped. They're going to get that fixed. We're going to get our media break. And Joseph, let's enjoy the timeout. We're doing it. Taking the break with 14:07 to go in the guys' game. Ravens 43, Wildcats 30.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
with you here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Getting a little bit of a timeout here. Thanks, sir. 14:07 to go in the ball game, and the Ravens' shooting numbers continue to creep up. They're playing really well, hitting 19 of 40, almost at that half, 47.5%. From the outside, still some room for improvement at 3 of 12. Total rebounds, Ravens with a considerable 24-18 lead. And coming out of the timeout, it will be Culper Stockton basketball. Falling away, the shot is up, hits the side of the backboard, and on the effort at the rebound, I think a foul by Declan Sullivan. A couple of free throws coming up here for Culver Stockton, and stepping to the line, that's going to be DeMar Jenkins. First one, perfect. DeMar with a dozen points in the first half is also perfect at the free throw line now. That made him 3 of 3. This one, make it 4 of 4. 43-32. Benedictine. And now the steal of the inbound, and Drew Purdy with a block on the other end of the floor. The foul is going to be on Drew, and Culver will come to the free throw line. That'll be the Ravens, 5th now. Foul in the second half. Culver Stockton, 0 foul in the second half. Free throw line might be a deal. And the first shot here is going to be up and good. Not only is the first shot here up and good, it is the first point tonight for Makeith Dang, the 6'8 junior. His second free throw, got it. 43-34. Culver Stockton back on defense, BC. Looking to try to maintain that double-digit lead. They have let it slip to 9 right now. Got a little Harrison Kissling skip pass. Trying to get it to Vince, but it's going to be stolen. Here's Wires, and he comes down the floor, and we're going to get a Kissling foul. That is going to be the 6th foul committed by Benedictine. And Harrison will have his first. It's not like anybody even is in any danger of getting in foul trouble. And that's not the thing. The thing is, Culver Stockton's going to get a lot of chances to score with no time coming off the clock, as Cameron Wires at the line will miss his first shot. That is the first missed free throw by Culver Stockton tonight. Second free throw rolls around and it'll go in. So it's 43-35. The BC lead down to 8. And Sullivan comes up the floor. I don't know how, as a defender, you feel like you can reach out with your hands and shove the guy with the ball backward as he's trying to dribble up the floor. But that is what happened there. DeMar Jenkins will collect his first foul. Ravens into the forecourt, and we're going to get another foul by Culver Stockton. And this one is going to be on Cameron Wires. You can hear a little frustration down on the sideline from head coach Dorian Hobbs for CSC as he kind of questions that last foul. Here's Deglin with the basketball, takes it down the right side of the lane, brings it back out on top to Kissling. He's way out near the 28-foot mark because the shot clock said it does. And Kissling into the lane, twist and turn, fall away, shoot and score. Harrison Kissling has 7. And it's 45-35 Ravens. Back to the double-digit lead at 12:50 to go in the game. Culver moves it off on top to DeMond. Hanton to the left side to Wires. Wires is not a very big guy, but my goodness, he is fast and handles the ball really well. And now the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. High step against the forecourt. Driving in, and we're going to get a turnover by BC. A little bucket step over there on the sideline. And it goes out of bounds. 12.5 to go in the game. And once again, Cameron, that is Cameron, K-A-M-R-E-N, Cameron. Cameron Wires out of Quincy. 5'10" freshman. That might be a stretch on his height. Here's an uncontested three. Oh, wow. The big man from deep in the left corner, Makeith Deng, knocks down the long-range shot. 45-38. And we have 12 minutes to go in the game. BC will have it with Bryson, the senior from Lee Summit. In the middle, the shot up and good. Give it to Benedictson and Vince Duca. Flyers back with it on the right side. You've got Deglin cutting him off. Brings it back out on top to Ding. Now to Harrison Lewis. We haven't seen Harrison in the game until just now. He's out of Tulsa. Here's a three. In, out, off the rim two more times. No good. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Drew. Purdy will get it away to Harrison. Kissing will race into the forecourt. Swings it over to the left elbow. Now gets it back behind him. And with the ball out on top, Bryson LaRue for the Ravens as we're at 11 minutes to play in the game. LaRue, top of the key, goes into the lane, drives down the left side, feeds it all the way across, all alone. Drew, he'll go three, hit three. You cannot leave. Drew Purdy open from the outside. He is an outstanding perimeter shooter. And the Ravens are in front now, 50-38. Right back up to a dozen goes that Raven lead. Wire shot, no. Follow shot, no. Rebound, Benedictson. Purdy's going to sweep it down, and for Peru, Culver Stockton, both of those shots ought to have fallen, but neither would. And Ravens back down court with it. Into the lane, the shot up and good, Deglin Sullivan. And we're going to get a Wildcat timeout. Taking a break with 10:23 to go in the game. Benedictine has taken his largest lead. It's the Ravens, 52, Culver Stockton, 38.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history, while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Evening on Kent Radio. Joseph is our man producing and engineering back at the Kent Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts is here. Courtside. Benedictine. We've been talking about how they're flirting with hitting half of their shots. Well, they're doing that and just a little bit. Ravens are now 23 of 44. 52.3% from the floor. 30% from outside on 4 of 13 for Culver. 14 of 37, they're hitting 37% from the floor and 25% from outside. For the Wildcats, it would be really bad news had they not been getting some free throws where they're 7 of 8 tonight. Coming out of the timeout, CSC, up the court with the basketball, and we're right back at it. Green beats the shot. It's up. It's good. And that was a very quick bucket by Damar Jenkins. And the Ravens shot up, missing Culver Stockton. Back down the floor. Driving in, going up. No. Is there a foul? Apparently it's going to be from the far side. As the foul is called, we're going to get the official timeout. Taking another break, shows up at 9:56 to play in the game. Ravens 52, Culver Stockton 40.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Central basketball on Care Radio Friday night. Ravens are going to be back in action on Saturday. Get them all here live on Care Radio. And, of course, Sports Look tomorrow night. It's always a good time. Find out things and stuff that you never thought about. Got a feeling that at some point we will be discussing the NFL championship game. I believe that might be this weekend. I've heard somebody mention that. Coming out of the timeout, Wildcats coming to the free throw line. The first shot will be up and good for Devon Hanson. And Culver continues to be just splendid at the free throw line. This one is up for the lefty. It'll be a little bit short. And entering the ball game and coming up with a rebound is going to be Larry Parker the third. Parker and Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Vince Duca, Drew Purdy. Now the Ravens are going to turn it over. The three from the left side rims off, no good. And a rebound taken down by Purdy. And this game is getting action-packed. His body's all over the floor, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Kissling. And see, coming up the floor, just kind of mowed over Hanson. So Harrison, foul number two. Benedictine, team foul eight. Against the Ravens, Purdy, Duca. Wait, let's stop. Because Purdy will come out. Let's do this. Duca, Parker, Vanderbilt, Kissling, and Reynolds. There's your Raven five. Culver Stockton with the basketball. The shot clock at 8, 7, shot clock at 5. 9:20 to go in the game. Here's a shot. That thing about halfway. It got from the top of the key to the rim. Yeah, that's 19 feet, and it must have made it maybe 10. So the Ravens are going to inbound it with the shot clock violation, and Benedict can back up court with it. 9 minutes to play in the game. Jaglyn Sullivan begins to back away. Parker has it topside. Larry works around the perimeter, comes back off on top. Thought Declan was going to pull up for that jumper a moment ago. Doesn't. Gets it over to Reynolds. Shot clock at 4. Here's Jack with the outside shot missing. Rebound, no. Followed up and in Declan Sullivan. 15 for Declan. 54-41. Ravens up 13. And the shot on the other end is going to miss. Rebound is going to be rejected by Pinsay, who picks up the foul. So Duke will have his first foul of the evening. 54-41 Ravens, and right back into the free throw line. Culver Stockton, who has had a lot of free throws, and they have taken advantage because they have hit a lot of free throws. They are 8 of 9 of 11, and that one doesn't go in. So they are 9 of 12 now at the free throw line. BC up court with the basketball. Over to the right side is going to be Larry. Parker goes all the way to the baseline. Tries to put a little power move on. Couldn't get the shot to drop. And back up with it will come. CSC. 54-42. Benedictine by a dozen. And then as the ball is knocked away, they'll say it is out of bounds. And the official having another long conversation with Preston. 8:10 to go. Talking to Preston, and he's also talking to Hanson, as those two guys have had some spirited play. Culver back over to the right side. Motion gets it to the top. BC's lining it out of that. They're bringing it right back down the lane, and here's a jumping, falling away shot that misses, and it'll go out of bounds just before you hear the shot clock go off. Raven basketball. So for Benedictine, Aiden Sullivan come back in. Taking out Vince. Larry Parker gets a pretty short time. Real, we'll find Bryson LaRue back in for him. And Ravens, once again, got that starting five out there. Here comes Vanderwoody, 7 minutes and 40 to go in the ballgame. The feed to Aiden, trapped down to the baseline, gets it underneath, and Preston will go up with the left hand and score it. First goal of the game for Preston Reynolds. He has 3 points tonight, 56-42. Benedictine up 14. Here's a long three. Nope. Rebound. Reynolds. And the Ravens are going to take it back the other way. Back when these two teams played on the 22nd of November, the Ravens won it 82-72. Some are not going to see that kind of numbers tonight. Out on top. Backing away with it and getting very patient. Bryson. Showing that upperclassman kind of leadership. Pulls up from 14. Knocks it down. Well played, Bryson LaRue with 10. 58-42. And now the Ravens with their largest lead of the game, up 16. And the ball's going to be stolen. How about Aiden? And on the other end, the fast break layup is good. Vanderwoody has 6. 60-42. This game's starting to get away from Culver Stockton. They'll cut to the lane, kick to the top, go for the three, and knock it down. That was a huge shot for Culver Stockton. And they really needed that bucket from Harrison Lewis. 60-45. We are now inside 6 minutes left. Here's a little left-handed layup, and it's up and in. Deguin Sullivan with two more. 62-45. Every time Culver Stockton does something, like this shot goes up, it's blocked. But every time they do something good, the Ravens immediately respond. Vanderwoody really thought about taking that three-point shot, but early in the shot clock, very wisely thought better of it. Brings it back out on top to Deglin. He'll weave it over to the right side. Kicks it in the middle. Preston shoots off the window, and he draws the foul, hits the bucket, and a chance at a three-point play for Preston Reynolds. So Preston picking up his fifth point of the ball game. Culver Stockton making one, two, three substitutions into the lineup. So they're going to count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Hanton. It'll be his first of the game. And Preston Reynolds, who's had a tough night at the free throw line, a chance to make it a little bit better, but won't. The rebound off the miss, pulled down by Culver Stockton. 5:15 to go in the game. 64-45. BC was a big lead now. Wildcats running a little motion. Wires goes into the lane, has it slapped out of his hands. He's able to go down and pick it back up. Bounce pass will come to the right side of the lane. They'll kick it over to the outside. Hanton in, hook shot up, no, tipped up and got it. Give DeMont Hanton the score. 64-47. 4:44 to play. Ravens are going to come out of this, and we're going to be talking to Coach Moody after the game. Ravens are coming out of this. They got to feel pretty good about the way they played against a very good Culver Stockton team. Well, coach, very athletic team. They haven't had a ton of wins, but no wonder they are just so good. Now a nice pass into the middle and the finish by Aiden Sullivan. 66-47. We're also going to be talking about, here's a steal. The drive, all alone, the finger roll, and a bucket by Deglin. 68-47. Ravens up 21 with inside 4 minutes to play. They're going to square up now and just shoot a three and hit it from the outside. What a nice shot by Cameron Wires. 68-50. We'll talk to Coach about a lot of things post-games and stick around as Coach Moody will come up, but one of them is going to be this Raymond defense. They have done a tremendous job of keeping Clover off the board, and here's a pass to the middle, and the shot up and good by Preston. 70-50. The feed into the lane, the bucket from the middle is good by Hanson. And we're way overdue for a break, and it may never come. 3 minutes to go. Walking it up, Deglin. And a little crossover just across the center circle. Oh, here's a back door, and the bucket is in. Sullivan with the assist to Preston Reynolds. 2:40 to go. Culver's pretty much quit running the offense now. They're just working it outside and looking to spot up a little bit. 2.5 left. Here's a kick to the baseline left. As he takes the ball, Emin Hanson looks down to the ground, making sure his foot was not on the line. He thought maybe it was. Shot from way outside, misses. And Aiden Sullivan rebounds it down. The Ravens are going to walk it up. Cross midcourt, take a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with the Ravens. 2:16 to go in the game. BC going to have a big home win tonight. It's the Ravens 72, Culver Stockton 52.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
All right, now, if I'm on the bench, the Benedictine bench, I'm starting to kind of get a little butterflies here. I'm thinking, I don't know, man. I think a 20-point game, 2:16 to go. Coach might be looking for me. So at this point, I'm going to maneuver my way a little bit closer to Coach, kind of leaning in. How many of you give me a look, you know, make sure he can see me. It will be Raven ball. And during the timeout, Benedictine made only single lineup change. Vince comes in. Oh, here's a feed and a driving shot. Vander Rudy. Wow. Benedictine has done such a great job getting the ball to the rim like that. We're inside 2 minutes to play. Culver falls away. Off the window. No. Rebound. Bryson. Here's Harrison. And Harrison Kissling will work it out on top. Uh-oh, look out. Here comes Simmons. Now we're talking. The old Hornet getting ready to come into the game. And we get a whistle and we stop play just enough to rotate players in. All right, let's set this Benedictine 5 for you. Ravens are going to come in off the bench and we are going to have Jared Lee, the 6'2 sophomore from Kansas City. We are going to have Larry Parker, the 3rd, back out there. LP, the 6'5 junior from Kansas City. I see Caleb Moss out there, the 6'7 freshman from Virginia. Also for BC, Noah Simmons, the 6'7 senior from Valley Center. And Noah has it. He's backing it in. Feeds underneath, and the Ravens are going to have a shot clock violation. Is that what that was? Apparently so. And let me get the last guy in there for the Ravens. It's going to be Gabe Sidgett. Gabe is 6'7 sophomore from Lenexa. Benedictine is really tall on the floor right now. With a minute 15 to go, the ball's going to be knocked away. Stayed back out on top, but a Wildcat. Over to the right side is going to be Cameron Wires. Back it away, taking it down the side of the lane. Puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound going to be tipped around. Gabe clears it away. And here comes Jared Lee. Jared up the floor. 50 seconds to go. Lee drives, leans in, draws a foul. The whistle is going to be on Cameron Wires. It's only his second foul of the game. pretty much inconsequential as Roy Benedictine. The Ravens are going to pick up a 13th win. Free throw, a little bit short. One more shot coming up for Jared. The gym grows quiet. The free throw hits the back of the rim and kicks out. DeMar Jenkins with the rebound. Shot clock at 26, game clock at 40, and as the ball comes to the other end of the court, we will have a foul by Jared. Ever Culver Stockton, just a little frustration. You look at DeMar Jenkins. I mean, no frustration with anybody else. He just puts his hand on his head, had an easy layup, and it didn't go in for him. He's like, man, I just don't know how that doesn't happen. How am I missing those shots? However, he comes to the free throw line, and as Culver Stockton has done all night, they have not been missing free throws. He'll hit his first one. He's 5 of 5 and 6 of 6 at the line tonight. It is 74-54. Ravens are going to have to put up a shot. We're about 10 seconds between the clock. Lee feeds in the middle of Simmons. It's going to be knocked away from him. Up the floor it comes. Driving, leaning, shooting, scoring. Dang has, what, 7 now. And the Ravens will not need to shoot. Coach is going to tell him, don't shoot. And that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in the Nolan Gym. The Benedictine Ravens, 74. Culver Stockton, 56. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Well, crowd milling about and having a good time here tonight is the Benedictine Ravens. It was a great night, guys and girls games. And for the BC guys, it started off a little slow. By themselves, trailing in this thing 6-0 just right out of the get. But didn't take them long to right that ship. They put together a double-digit halftime lead and really just were never threatened in the second half. I believe the one time, Culver Stockton, I'm looking at my notes here, got it down to 7 maybe. just about 10 minutes to go, 11 minutes to go. They cut it to 7, but oh, thank you. But it was never one of those surges for the Wildcats that made you think that they were really going to get back into this thing and were going to make a serious run at it, as Benedictine just did things very, very well here this evening. Coach Moody's got to be proud. Looking forward to talking to him after the game. Let's recap some of the things here tonight. First of all, scoring. For Culver Stockton, hey, what, DeMar Jenkins continues to be just really, really good for them all season. 16 points to lead his team. You had DeMont Hanton with 11, 8 apiece for Cameron Wires and Travis Green. It was Dang with 7, and Culver Stockton had Salam with 3. 2 tonight for Alex Jackson and Amir Player with 1. For the Benedictine Ravens, man, I don't know how you say enough about the play of Declan Sullivan. He seems to be doing just everything you could ask him to do. And Coach and I are going to have to talk about him a little bit. In a little bit. Declan, 10 of 16, shooting the ball, 1 of 2 from outside, 9 total rebounds, 5 offense, 4 defense, had 3 assists. What a line. 21 points tonight for the Ravens, Declan Sullivan. Double figures also. Bryson LaRue, Bryson with 10 points tonight on 5 of 10 shooting the ball, hitting half your shots. That's a pretty good night. It was Drew Purdy for Benedictine with 11. So, again, another big night for Drew. He had 8 at halftime and hit a second half 3. He went 4 of 5 shooting the basketball. 8-point ball game for Jack Vanderwoody, 7 tonight for both Harrison Kinsling and Preston Reynolds. Half a dozen for Aiden Sullivan. And then what do we have? A couple of apiece for Larry Parker the second and Vince Duca. And that pretty well wraps up the BC scoring tonight. Looking at some of the numbers this evening, the Ravens, as the game went on, the scoring percentage numbers just kept creeping up and creeping up. And they end up at, are you ready for this, 60%. From the floor tonight. Just incredible shooting of the basketball. 34 of 57. From the outside, the Ravens were 4 of 14. And at the free throw line, you always, you know how coaches are. They're going to look for something. Here comes Coach now. He's going to say, got to work on him free throws a little bit, maybe. But in the big scheme of things, he's got to be pretty happy with how his team performed it tonight. Get that set up there and head coach Ryan Moody from Benedictine joins us, and coaches, I think, turned on, all
yep,
right?
Yep,
all right. Good. Hey, congratulations, man. Ruben Bunt, that's a pretty good move to start things right.
Yeah, we're playing some good basketball right now. I'm very happy with our defense. I mean, the last month, honestly, win or lose, like, we've been guarding really at a high level, and we've kind of found an identity, I mean, of who we are defensively, which is kind of pack it up a little bit, getting those gaps. Consistent ball pressure. Our bigs are doing a good job of hedging. We're contesting things at the rim. So defensively, I was really happy tonight. I mean, offensively, it was a little heavy sledding tonight. You know, shots weren't falling the way we like them. Didn't shoot it great from 3, but 52 points in the paint. You know, that's a team that's maturing as well, figuring out attacking the rim and attacking the paint. So, you know, this was a tough. I thought this was going to be a good test for our maturity, Tom. I mean, we played two really good teams last week, and had two big wins. And then you have Culver who comes in here with 2 wins in league. We don't hold any punches. We gotta, you know, we go through the scout, we tell them everything about this team. And then you got number 1 Graceland on Saturday. So it's kind of like that in between coming off a senior night where there's a lot of emotion. And then, Saturday you got a chance at the number 1 team in the league and you're playing well. This could be, you know, I hate to use the word trap game, but like, it's just kind of that game. Like, do you bring the energy? Do you expect to win, but not just show up to win? And I thought our guys did a great job of that tonight. I thought we expected to win. I thought we put the foot on the gas and kept consistent pressure on Culver. And you know, it's not a rip on Culver at all, but we talk about keep losing teams losing, you know, and stay ahead of them. Like, keep constant pressure, and I thought we did a good job of that tonight.
Coach, a couple of things I'm just dying to talk to you about. One thing, did you work on this week? Was it something this team provided, or was it just something that clicked for your guys? You were working on getting guys open, cutting to the rim on both sides of the ball, and getting them those good shots. And you talked about the points in the paint. I would guess 80% of those points in the paint were layups off hitting open guys cutting to the rim.
Yeah, I mean it's hitting guys off the back cut, and then also I thought we did a really good job on the roll, you know, with the bigs and the pick and roll. But no, I mean it's nothing that we stress. Honestly, I mean Tom, I think this team's like third or top five in the country in assists right now. You know, I mean they just have great vision. They're unselfish. They trust each other. I think we've developed a pretty good basketball IQ through the course of the year. Keep getting better. And when guys are staring, you know, you got guys like Bryson and Jack and Drew, particularly those guys who all can bang in threes at a pretty consistent clip, but they're extended. And now when you get somebody to come downhill, you can back up that extended defender. So I love the way we're playing. I think it's really unselfish. I agree with you. The back cuts were great tonight. Only one of those was actually like drawn up. The rest of them were all just organic. So, you know, the biggest emphasis we have right now, Tom, is attacking the paint, one way or the other. I mean, that's either back cuts, post ups, drives, whatever it is. We're trying to attack the paint and create something at the rim. You know, we didn't get fouled as much as I would have liked tonight, but we, like you said, we did get some open layups.
I can't say enough about Deglon Sullivan. A couple of things about him. Number one, as the year has gone on, and he's a young guy out there yet, and he just is getting so much better every time out. And you talk about attacking the rim and getting the ball to the inside. A lot of guards want to set out here, and they want to shoot from 20. Okay, this guy, he will shoot from 20 and hit it, but he will also cut in, and he will attack that basket.
Yeah, no, he's a special kid. I mean, I thought with 5 minutes and 30 seconds left, there was a dead ball there, and I grabbed him, and I said, God, I love you. Like, you're so – because you know what he's developed, Tom, and people probably don't – this is a nuance that is new for him. He was last year and most of like the first half of this year, he'd drive in the paint and pick up his dribble and kind of be stuck and then like have a big in front of him and he got the pivot and all this stuff. You know what he's doing now? We call it Steve Nash, and we do work on it, you know, in practice, but Steve Nash never gave up his dribble. So he'd drive middle, and if it wasn't there, he just kind of bounced back out and came up to the three-point line and reset and took another look. And that's what Deglon's doing now, and he's doing it really well. Transition, he kind of pokes his head in there, and then he comes back out and gets the ball to somebody else and on the drive. And he's a special player. I mean, tonight he goes for 21 points, 9 rebounds.
See, that was my next thing. I'm going to talk about that half.
His offensive rebounding tonight was – and we tell Deglon to go. He's kind of, you know, he reminds, you know, offensive rebounding wise, he's a lot like Jaden Bristol. And I think those two guys, I think they believe that in their offensive rebounding, because they're so darn fast, they know they can get back on defense if they don't get the offensive rebound. And we've kind of turned Deglon loose. We don't, I never yell at Deglon to get back because I know one, he's going to maybe give us a chance for an extra possession, and two, he's gonna run as hard as he possibly can to get back in transition.
That's something you work on with your ones. I mean, you're an old guard. I mean, you talked about Jaden Bristol, and I'm talking about John Harris, mm-hmm. and now I'm talking about Deglon. I mean, these guys all had a way of getting into the lane and levitating up and coming up with rebounds and taking them from bigger guys.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, part of that is that if the other guy's guards might not be very good at boxing out a guy like Deglon. And, you know, if you don't put a body on him, he's going to run by you and get into space and go get that ball. Tonight he showed that he can really do that. Now Saturday we're facing a pretty solid team on Saturday, so we'll see how that pans out.
And let's talk about briefly. We're going to be up there, and it is Saturday afternoon. It's 2-4, right?
It's 2-4. Yeah. Yep, Lamoni against Graceland. Graceland's winning the league right now. I don't know. Oh, they were off tonight, so for sure they're winning the league. We're excited to go up there. They're a good team. They've had a great year so far. We're playing great basketball. We're getting better. We're looking forward to a great challenge on Saturday up in Lamoni. We'll be ready. This is fun right now. Our guys are playing well. We'll go up there and defend and see what happens.
Team looks ready, Coach.
Yeah, we're
having, ready.
Yeah, they're getting better.
Congratulations,
Matt. Appreciate you, Tom. Thank you.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, after an impressive home win here tonight over Culver Stockton. One home game left in the regular season. That is hard to believe. Over the Ravens, it was a good night. The BC Ladies winning it 71-57. The Benedictine men winning it 74-56. A couple of very similar scores. Congratulations to both of those ball clubs. Tomorrow night, Sports Look on Care Radio. Friday night, high school hoops. And Saturday's Coach and I mentioned, 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys, BC at Graceland. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. I want to thank Joseph. We battled through. We persevered through a few issues at the onset of the ball game, but made it all come together. Joseph, well done, young man. Appreciate your navigating us through the rough waters. Typically, to next time. Comcast here in the Nola Gymnasium. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.